I wasn't going to talk about this, but one of the chevra was Myra that maybe it's Kedai, and I was thinking about that he's right. We use this time usually to learn Zohar Kodesh for 10, 15 minutes, but maybe what I'm going to say now is a summary of the entire Zohar Kodesh. The entire Zohar Kodesh with the Tikkunim and the Zohar Kodesh, Medalas, the whole Zohar, to try to summarize in five, 10 minutes to summarize. There was a... After the Maisa happened on Shabbos, we heard about Matzah Shabbos, we heard what happened in Pittsburgh, some of our brothers and sisters there, so there was the unbelievable heartbreak of hearing that terrible news, just like we feel Netz Yisrael, things like this happened, we're heartbroken. And then there was this little thing inside of my head that went off and said, after a few hours, I was thinking, late Matzah Shabbos, you know, I hope nobody is going to start twisting this in the wrong direction. And sure enough, there was an obscene, a vile clip of some rabbi going around yesterday, and I understand there's more than one, but one that was circulating, a number of bachim sent it to me, and some balabatim sent it to me. And I could only listen to it for a minute, or I couldn't listen to such obscenity. And it was what I was most worried about. I only thought it was going to be, well, these are conservative Jews. They were davening a conservative temple, so you know. That was one thing I was worried about. But then when it was Mezgala that it was also that there was an Indian there of two men that adopted a child, and that that was the day that they were making the bris. This is what I was told in the temple. So that would give ammunition to the chachamim from the Erev Rav. That's a compliment from the Sitra Achra Mamish to start already talking about how, well, it's the Dar Mabul. These are people from the Mabul. These are people Machal Shabbos. They daven in a conservative temple. This is an Indian of men with men, and therefore, what do they expect? This is something that was coming to them. This is a warning to the Jewish people. This person said, there was a 97-year-old Jew that was just present there. So his fault and the reason that he was killed, according to this rabbi, is because he was present there. That he was present at a conservative temple on Shabbos when something that was obviously very inappropriate was taking place in terms of this type of an Indian of a man with a man and so on. And this is the conclusion that was reached by this rabbi. And of course he said that he can't be two-faced, he has to be honest, because he's the representative of Hashem and the Jewish people. He even called this talk that he gave a State of the Union address. That's what he called it. And it was, aside from the teichen that was very perverse, the tone was dripping with gaiva, with sinus Yisrael, and it was something which needs to be deleted from the history of Am Yisrael. But to the mizach, to the inyan, I'm not going into the shitas apayskim regarding the status of Jews who are killed because they're Jews. This is something which has been discussed many times, and I'm a child of survivors, and I think that anybody here that has any sensitivity and still has a Jewish heart beating inside understands that the conversation ends when Jews are killed because they're Jews. That's when the conversation ends. You could talk about different shitas in the poskim, but again, there's a hergish, there's a chush that a Jew has, that at that point we don't discuss anymore whether they're Shoyim Shabbos or Mechal Shabbos. These are people who, to begin with, are Tinoikish and Nishbu. What do they know? They were raised with Torah, they were raised with Halacha. They don't know. All of these Jews, they still have a feeling of being Jews, that they want to come to Daven, that they want to make a bris. They don't know anything. They weren't taught. And who were the Jews that were killed from the 6 million? They were all tzaddik and Rosh Hashivas and Rebbetzins that everybody calls Kedoshim, including probably that rabbi calls them also Kedoshim. There were so many of them were people that were going to church on Sunday that didn't see themselves as being Jews bechlal, and came from a world that was also, some of them came from yeshivas and some of them came there with Tinei Gishon Yishuv. But you know, One of the most mysterious words in halacha is ki'ilu. It's a hard word, ki'ilu. How do you translate ki'ilu? As if. So we're learning Evan Hazer. We learned the first siman. There's a Chachma Shleima says a chiddush based upon the Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Gimel. But the Gemara says that the Magad Liyosim Yisoyim B'tzach Beso is ki'ilu yolda, right? Ki'ilu yolda. If you raise an orphan in your house, it's ki'ilu you gave birth to the child. So the shaila is, Rebbe, what do you mean by that ki'ilu? Does ki'ilu mean that you mekayim the mitzvah of peruvu? Right? It's ki'ilu when you raise an orphan in your home. It's ki'ilu you gave birth to the child. So what is that ki'ilu? How far does that go? Segel, so the Chochma Shlomo says a chiddush that he holds that you're it's the mitzvah of peruvu, that you're, it's like mamish having a child. That ki'ilu is very, very strong. There are many who disagree with that. There's machlokas, a poskim in general, Taz and Drisha, and all the poskim are divided into two camps. In general, this is that's machlokas in Yerideya. In general, what does that mean, ki'ilu? Chashalasis mitzvah, you wanted to do a mitzvah and you couldn't do it. Malol because of ki'ilu, it's as if you did the mitzvah. On the other hand, there's a sugya of mitzvah by Yoisim Yibishluchai. That when you have an opportunity to do something yourself, then ki'ilu is not the best, it's second best. Well, there's a tzaddik after whom Ashul is named, who I feel ki'ilu is alive. You can take that and learn it any way you want. Ki'ilu is alive. And his portrait is in the hallway when you walk in, and his stamp is upon everything in the Bis Medrash here in Esh Kodesh. And that tzaddik lived through the worst of times. He wasn't the rabbi making speeches, you understand? He lived through the worst of times. And he knew all kinds of Jews. And the pact that he made at the end of his life, not to leave other Jews, but they'll go together wherever they are. He maybe one other of those were Jews that were Shomer Mitzvahs. But it was a pact that he made. So he has a Torah regarding the Akedis Yitzchak that I think that most of you know. And if you don't, it's definitely important to look at it. You know, Chazal tell us that the Eifer, the ashes of the Akedis Yitzchak is Kilu. You know, it's Munach al-Gabi Mizbech. We spoke yesterday about Yitzchak as Keitz Chai, the end and still being alive. So the Piezetz Neschus Yilinu says a very big chiddush. I'm not going to elaborate on it now. I'm expecting everybody to learn it, and you can. Maybe we can talk about it a different time. But the Piezetz Nes said that Akedis Yitzchak took place in such a way where Yitzchak Avinu had all of the rotzen in the world. And we can't be masik Yitzchak Avinu's rotzen. That's the koich of Gevura. He's the Merkava of Gur. And all he wanted in the world was that he should be able to die Al Kiddush Hashem. He had all of the ruts to die Al Kiddush Hashem. Didn't happen. When I say it didn't happen, Atishtach Yadchel and Aravatash Lamum, it didn't happen. He wasn't killed. But the ruts was Gevaldik. The ruts is Gevaldik. The Ki'ilu is Gevaldik. Akedekach, that in some ways, we see it like he didn't get off the Akedah, and the ashes are on the Mizbeach, and he's still davening, the whole davening, Rosh Hashanah, he was all for these ashes. But Lamaisa, he lived. It looked like he was dying, Kate, but Chai, he lived. The Rebbe said that the Kiddush Hashem that took place during the Holocaust, during the Milchama, was the opposite. The Jews who were killed during the Holocaust didn't want to die. In other words, they didn't have their rotzen. They didn't have their rotzen. Any one of them would have preferred living. They didn't want to die. They wanted to live in the Holocaust. And many of them are screaming, I don't want to die. I don't have any union with being a Jew. Right there, the rotzen was not there. But Bepoel, not Kiel, Lamaisa, they were killed because they were Jews. So the Rebbe said that the Akedis Yitzchak is not an event that just happened one time. It's an ongoing process throughout history. The Rotzen began with Yitzchak Avinu, the will that a Jew has deep within himself, even though he might not know it, that every Jew has woven into the fabric of his being, like the Tanya explains in Yutes and Chof, Yuches, Yutes, Yuchof, that's woven into the essence of his being to give up his life to be a Jew, never to renounce his being a Jew. So Yitzchak Avinu was on fire with that Ratzon, but Parle, he didn't carry it out. But every single Jew throughout time who's killed because he's a Jew, even if he says, I don't want to die, I don't want to go, I don't care, I'm not into this. But when that Jew is killed because he's a Jew, so the Rebbe said that that's the completion of Akedas Yitzchak. Yitzchak was the one who had Ratzon but didn't die. And there are other Jews who died and didn't have such a Ratzon. And it's all one Metzius, one Cheftz of Kiddush Hashem. And that's why Yitzchak Avinu is at the end of time, the Gemara says in Shabbos, is the one who's going to say, Pagelai, Pagelach, that he's going to be the one to defend the Jewish people at the end of time, no matter what a Jew was, no matter where he came from, Bonim Atam L'Shem L'Kechem, Bonim Afilu Mashchisim, Afilu Mashchisim, Bonim Atam L'Shem L'Kechem. And the Rashba says, we pass on the Grav Meir, Akash. So, it's important for us to know that that's really what the Zohar Kodesh is all about. And when a person is talking from a place of pnimius, when a person is talking from a place where he saw Jews, the way that the Eish Kodesh saw Jews, and he lived through time of Kiddush Hashem, and he understood that just because a person is acting a certain way doesn't mean that that's the etzem of who he is. And certainly when we're talking about these Jews in this shul in Pittsburgh, that what was their, who were they, what, how were they raised? The metzius is that they were killed because they were Jews. The murderer didn't hide that. That was his whole tachlis of going into that place. So, how dare any person standing up, whether it's in the Five Towns or Great Neck or Borough Park or Yerushalayim for that matter, to stand up and to say that no, these are people from the Mabul. These are people who are Mechalal Shabbos and Mishkav Zohar v'chulu v'chulu. So no, so that let that be a warning to the Jewish people. Let that be a warning to all Jews. Hashem should forgive this person or these people for talking that way. And we should be zeichah bez Hashem to see that the nekama will be taken against any single person throughout time who ever lifted a finger to spill one drop of blood from Zera Avram and from Zera Yitzchak and from Zera Yaakov. And we should be zeichah to see tchias ameisim b'hem yamin amein v'amein. And you can send that to anybody you want.